get one of your back.
Well, I guess that's the head
and nods and the pat on the back, you know, the universal language.
Now, Fred, how many years have you done this now?
This is my fifth time here. Fifth in a row.
There's no way you're going to. You are 63. You're going to be 64.
Mm-hmm. About 63 in January.
Okay. Now, do you have a plan? Fred, you got a device. What's on your device there? That's your...
My lap counter.
Okay. What's it say, Fred?
Whatever did it say. It took me 14 minutes to come around that time.
Yeah.
And I do two of them. So, 1, 2, 3. So, but...
You're scientific. You got a plan.
Yeah, well, actually, what I did, my problem is I've been sleeping too much. So the last 4 years, what I took my best split for each day,
yeah.
And my day today my goal is to beat each one. My best is 504, but I would like to break 600.
600 miles.
Right.
What'd you do last year, Fred?
505.
505. Okay, we got to do better than that.
Right, but I slept. I even got my list of how many hours I wasted sleeping. So it's not, I don't have to move any faster. All I got to do is not sleep for 8 hours.
Now, Fred, I have seen you had a big chart last year, the year before, that you had it all mapped out what you were going to do. You got something like that this year?
Actually, I still got the same one, except I'm actually, before I had what I wanted to do every hour, but, well, my game plan here is just to stay between 15 and get at least 15 minutes per hour while I'm running and 17 minute pace while I'm walking, or under 15 if I'm running. So basically I would like to just get like at least four miles an hour.
4 miles,
that's 4 miles an hour is what I'm shooting for.
And the GPS and the counter and stuff, that helps you keep in track in your mind what's going on.
Right. Because I tend to run too slow if I don't pay attention. And so it just tells me, I look at my watch, I better speed up or something like that.
Okay. Fred, have a good race. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.